Okay, good morning. We're excited about getting a chance to play Indianapolis this week. A playoff team from last year, went 11-5 in the regular season. Give us a chance also to play a road game, which we haven't done yet this preseason, and go through that process of doing that, as well as playing in a dome, which also brings some unique challenges to doing that as well. Our approach this week, we're going to approach it as a normal week. We're calling it a mock week with our players. That'll give our a chance for our coaches and our players to go through the normal process, the normal schedule of what they would do during the regular season. We'll look at Indy a little more than we have the previous two opponents, but it won't be an all-out game plan where everything's on the table. As part of this week, with the exception of right guard, corner, the kicker and punter position, we'll start the group that we're expecting and planning on starting at the beginning of the season. That also includes the quarterback position, where Brandon Whedon will be our starting quarterback for this team. A couple of points about my decision in terms of the quarterback goes is, number one, is that all three quarterbacks have shown very well. I've seen significant improvement out of all of them, and become very comfortable with them all. I think Norv's done a great job with them. There's great chemistry in that room, and I expect that to continue. It was important for me and for us to go through the process, and this process that we followed, the plan that we followed throughout the offseason, and started in April in the meetings and carried out into OTAs on the field, the multiple mini camps we had, the training camp, the number of weeks in training camp that we had, as well as a couple of the first two preseason games, so that we could get these guys and see them react to a lot of different situations that would come up, how they would handle them and so forth. Based on this process, Brandon has earned this job, and that's extremely important to me that he did. He's gained my complete trust. He's gained his teammates' complete trust and this organization's trust, and we're all behind him, and we all will be there to support him. As far as the timing, I felt like the timing was right in this process as we're shifting and just completed our training camp and broke camp the other day. And now we're looking forward and really getting more into preparation for the season. And again, preparation this week and the mock week. But our focus is shifting in that way. I'll take questions. I told him that he's going to be the starting quarterback. I told him yesterday.
Yeah. Did you want to see how he reacted for that Lions game when you said it's really too close to call?
Well, everything about this process is wanting to see how he reacted and how all the quarterbacks react. I really firmly believe that that separates the great quarterbacks from the average quarterbacks in how they react to different situations, whether it's game, whether it's adversity during the season, whatever it may be. There was no specifics about that. I felt like what really, in terms of what I meant by that statement more than anything, was that I was very pleased with how all three quarterbacks have progressed. And sometimes in situations I've been in before, in terms of those type of competitions, you don't always see that. But they all have progressed, and again, I'm very comfortable with all of them.
Has he exceeded what you expected of him? Despite the fact that he's only his second year as an NFL quarterback.
I don't think exceeded is the right word. I've been very pleased with how he's gone out. He's taken the opportunity, seized the opportunity, and produced. I've been pleased from that standpoint, and I think that he's garnered a lot of respect from not only me, not only the coaching staff and the organization, but from his teammates as well.
Chad, is there any way you would go into the season with two quarterbacks?
I doubt that. I'm very pleased with all three of them.
Was there an area or two that you felt Brandon needed to show you something during either the offseason program or the training camp? Can I answer a couple key questions for you that he did?
Well, I think overall, all the questions that you have when a system is new and you're new as a coach coming in and not really being around and having been around, he's really gained a good grasp of what we're trying to do. He's been able to manage the games and go out and make good decisions, lead his teammates, and obviously succeed. And he's made the personal technique improvements that he's needed to make to improve himself. And, you know, I just see him on a constant basis. And there's ups and downs, and there's going to be ups and downs along the way. But overall, you know, the general trend has been upward.
Depth chart goes, then beyond Brandon, would it be Jason?
It'd be Jason.
How much discussion did you have with Jimmy Haslam and Joe Banner, and maybe Brandon Weeden as a starter?
I mean, I've had discussions with people all along the way, and obviously Norv would be probably the one that I'm talking to the most and communicating the most with. But I have with them as well. They're 100% behind it. It was completely my decision, and. You know, they're supportive of that and excited about getting going with that.
Chad, we'll talk to Brandon in a couple minutes, but do you think he appreciated this process just in terms of maybe, you know, not having the job necessarily handed to him and having to show you guys what he's all about?
Well, I can't speak for him necessarily, but it was important for me to I've always believed in guys earning things, and he's gone out and he's earned it and he's showed it. And, you know, putting them in those situations as much as we could to make things competitive, to make him have to react to different situations. We've tried all through training camp, you know, whether it's practice or whatever it was, to see how he was going to respond. And he's responded very well.
And what have you seen from him in terms of being a leader? Just, you know, last year as a rookie, it may be a bit difficult for him to use his voice like he wanted to. What kind of maturation have you seen in that area?
I've really seen him take hold of the group that he's with, and, you know, whether that be with the receivers at different times, the offensive line, or the group in the team. I think, you know, you can't just keep it to one side of the ball. I think the defensive guys have really responded and seen him, and that's part of the maturation process of a quarterback going from a rookie season when you're not really sure how everything works and what, you know, what goes when and where, to, you know, a second year guy who's got a better feel for things and understands better what it takes.
Quarterback strong division. I mean, you feel that Brandon's a guy that can fit in with that mix, Flacco and Roethlisberger and stand tall?
Well, I expect him to. You know, this is a quarterback-driven league, and so you need good play out of that position, and, you know, I expect that from Brandon.
Last week he had to face some questions about, you know, the competition. He came out and performed well again in the second preseason game. Was that an example of what you were kind of talking about, responding to adversity? Did you consider it in that category?
I think responding to the challenges is an accurate way to say how he's been all along. And, you know, he's taken every day as an opportunity to show what he can do and to improve his trade. And that's what he's done, and I've been pleased with that part of it very much so. And you know, he's shown up and he's produced in the games in the preseason so far.
With Brandon not being a running quarterback, are you pleased with the way he avoids pressure?
He's really improved at moving around in the pocket. This last game, there was a number of times where, you know, Detroit has an outstanding defensive line, and they were applying some pressure, and he was able to negotiate that and make plays. And he took a hit in the game, a late hit, and bounced back from that and was very productive. So I've been pleased with a lot of things that he's progressed and gotten better at. And, again, I go back, I think Norv has done a great job and deserves a lot of credit for all these guys improving the way they have.
I know Lewis had the surgery yesterday. Any update on Deion?
Yeah, we do. The surgery went well. As far as, you know, he'll probably go to IR, but we don't have to make any of those decisions right away. We have till next week to completely do that. Yeah, you know, he'll be in the mix at the guard position. That's one thing right now, the right guard position that's still unsettled. You know, I know he's has good size, tough guy, and a real competitive guy, and has played and has experience at that. And so we're looking for him to bring those characteristics to us.
Clarify when you said he'll probably go on IR. Is it season-ending IR?
He'll likely go on the season-ending IR, but we have not made that determination yet. We're still waiting on. There's no urgency to doing that right now at this point. So we'll just consider everything as we're looking at all the situations and injury situations we have.
Joe Banner said that Minga would undergo some further testing. Did you know if any of that's taken place and what his status might be?
It is sort of an ongoing thing. And basically the bottom line is with Kiki is nobody really knows. It's just how his body is going to heal.
Has anything been determined as to when this may have happened still, or is that still unclear?
It's really irrelevant at this point of when it happened. I think there's still uncertainty on that. And, again, we're just waiting. And, you know, everybody's body heals differently at a different rates, and that's just what we're waiting on to see.
Is it possible that he had this bruise long before the game?
I don't know, but I doubt it.
So will he not play for sure Saturday?
He won't play this week.
Wade and Devin Bryant.
Dez has some back spasms that he is working through and we're looking at and looking into, and don't expect it to be anything serious at all. So we'll just work through that situation. And Trevin has the AC sprain. Again, I'll get a little more information on how where he's at from a projection standpoint with that.
Moffitt competing, or is he the starting right guard?
He'll be competing.
Still has a chance.
Gilkey still has a chance. We have a possibility of O'Neal Cousins playing in there as well. So we have some options.
Will Moffitt play this week?
Remains to be seen. He's just came in. He's getting his physical, I believe, as we speak right now. So not sure if he'll be able to get out there and practice in time today. And we'll just see. Remains to be seen on how quickly we can incorporate him into things and how quickly he can pick it up.
Years ago, no effect from that. I mean, I know he missed some time after that knee surgery.
I only know that he has. I don't know that there's any lingering effects of that.
Is Jamar Slaughter, his recovery from the hamstring as well as the other injury, and what's his role going to be here?
Jamoris has been working back into practice. He's been getting some team reps. He's full go today, so we'll get a chance to see him a little bit more on the field. And I'm looking, you know, obviously the safety position to see what he can do there, and as well as special teams.
You said that you want to give North Turner a lot of credit for helping Brandon develop. What specifically did Norv do to make that happen?
Well, Norv's a great teacher, and he understands quarterbacks. He's done it before. He can tailor his teaching to how guys best respond. I think as much of the process was of Brandon getting to know the offense, as I've mentioned before, is that we got to know Brandon and as well as the other quarterbacks and how we can best coach and teach them. And Norv's done a great job at that.
Thank you.